Hey guys, this is Tony with Southwest Ohio Full Court Press. Hope you guys are having a great Sunday and hopefully had a good week. I'm going solo again today, and I wanted to share with you guys a little kind of fun thing Seth and I are going to do for the next week or so with the lack of basketball going on. So if you're like me and you're missing basketball right now and you realize that you should be watching the NCAA tournament games and you're just missing brackets, well, I've got something kind of fun for you. So as you know, we cover the Dayton area when it comes to high school basketball. So I did a little thinking of how could we do some sort of tournament or some sort of selections and picking to games and brackets with local games. And that's where I came up with the all-decade high school tournament. So here's how this works. I went through and looked for teams spanning from 2020 to 2010, the best of the best that I could find from the Dayton area, some teams that went on to win state championships, others that could have won state, and some you just flat out probably haven't heard of. That's all good. But what we did is I put a bracket together. I picked the top 20 from the Division 1 and 2 teams, and then the top 20 from the top Division 3 and 4 teams. Now, there's probably teams on here that got missed. Again, when you try to do this, especially for Division 1 and 2, for example, once you take the best of the best between the Dunbars, the Waynes, the Trotwoods, and the Thurgoods, well, there's really not a lot of other options. Whereas in Division 4, you see a lot more variety. There's some teams like your Jackson Centers and your Tri-Villages that have multiple teams that are on here, but that's what makes it fun. So if your team needs to get on here, please don't be offended by it. This was just off of me doing research for 2 hours or so. But how this will work is I'm going to share with you all the brackets right now on this podcast. And then on Twitter, either on my personal page, and Seth will probably tweet some out as well as the Southwest Ohio Full Court Press page, we'll kind of put this out here and we'll let you, the fans, select who will win these games. So for example, in the first bracket here, we'll have a Thurgood and a Springfield team, and I'll share specifically what years those teams are here shortly. We'll put that on Twitter, do a poll, and you just vote on who you think will win. And then at the end of, I think it's 24 hours, we'll see who has the most votes, and whoever had the most votes, we'll move on. Again, this was going to be, I think, more fun with 32 teams, but you started getting into some matchups that probably wouldn't have been very fair, frankly. And if you're being realistic about picking who would win, they really shouldn't have, you know, had a chance. It's fine, though. So I'm going to go ahead and share with you the brackets we came up with. I'm going to start with the Division 1 and Division 2 brackets. So there's four brackets, five teams in each one. There's one playing game for each individual one. So we'll start with our first bracket or regional. It is the Pete Polan Regional. The number one overall seed in this bracket is the 2012 Dunbar Wolverines, undefeated Division 2 state champions. So they are the number one overall seed in this bracket. They will face in our playing game the winner of the 2014 Thurgood Marshall Cougars, who also made it to the state tournament in 2014. And that's the four seed. The five seed in this bracket is the 2017 Springfield Wildcats, who made it to the regional tournament in Division 1. So 2014 Thurgood against 2017 Springfield. I'll be putting that on Twitter here shortly, and you can vote who will advance to play 2012 Dunbar. The other on the bottom part of this bracket, we've got the two seed, the 2011 Thurgood Marshall Cougars, who made it to the state tournament as well. I believe they lost to Akron St. Vincent St. Mary in the state championship that year. That team is going to face the 2013 Alter Knights, led by senior Jerron Simmons. The Knights made it to the Division II state semifinals in 2013, losing to Bishop Watterson, who would end up winning state that year. So again, the playing game will be 2014 Thurgood against 2017 Springfield, with the winner facing 2012 Dunbar. And then we'll have 2011 Thurgood taking on 2013 Alter. Again, that Thurgood-Springfield matchup I will put on Twitter here shortly for you to vote on. Our next region, staying in the Division 1-2 bracket, is the Travis Trice Regional. And we have the number one seed, the number one overall seed, will be the Wayne Warriors from 2015. They were your state champions in Division One. Had names like Zerius Williams, Ahmad Wagner, and Demetric Trice on that team. So that Wayne team is your number one seed. They will face the winner in the playing game, and this is actually going to be an interesting one. We've got the four seed, the 2015 Franklin Wildcats, led by a senior Luke Kennard, who made it to the regional finals before losing to Dunbar. That Franklin team will face the number five seeded Butler Aviators from last season. Had one of their best seasons in the last 10 years. Senior led, so we're going to put them in this bracket. Again, 2015 Luke Kennard led Franklin against 2019, Butler Aviators. The bottom of this bracket, we've got the number two seed, Thurgood Marshall Cougars from 2013. This is a team that was undefeated, I believe, for the regular season. They lost to Findlay Prep at Flying to the Hoop and were undefeated besides that, and they got beat by that previously mentioned Alter team in the Pete Pullen Regional that made it to the state tournament. Alter beat that Thurgood team in the district finals that year. That Thurgood team will play the three-seeded, and this team is probably underseeded from where they should be, the 2010 Dunbar Wolverines that had Ryan Bass, Jaron Johnson, Roger Williamson, etc. That team is probably way underseeded, but you know that's fine. That's why we could have some upsets here. So again, the Travis Trice Regional, top-seeded 2015 Wayne, playing the winner of four-seeded 2015 Franklin and 2019 Butler, and I'll have that game up on a poll here shortly. And then the bottom half of that bracket will have the 2013 Thurgood Marshall Cougars and the 2010 Dunbar Wolverines. Moving on to the next regional here in the D1, D2 bracket, we've got the Luke Kennard Regional. And the top seed in this bracket will be the 2012 Franklin Wildcats. Franklin, this team was undefeated in the regular season, made it to the sectional finals before losing to Thurgood Marshall. So the 2012 Franklin Wildcats, your top seed, they will face the winner of the number four seed, the 2018 Wayne Warriors, and the number five seed, 2013 Springboro Panthers. The 2018 Wayne Warriors made it to the regional tournament before getting beat by Moeller. The 2013 Springboro Panthers made it as well to the regional tournament. Were led by the 6'11 Illinois commit Maverick Morgan. So that game will be on Twitter shortly for you to vote on. On the bottom half of this Kennard Regional, we have the 2016 Wayne Warriors as the number two seed. And this was a very tough one to put this Wayne team at number two, but since they did not make it to a state tournament, I put them at that two seed. That Wayne team was undefeated before losing to Lakota East in, I believe, the district finals in 2016. So that Wayne team will face the three seed in this bracket, which is the 2015 Centerville Elks. And the Centerville team in 2015 made it to the regional finals before they lost to the aforementioned Wayne Warriors, who went on to win state that year. So again, in this bracket, you've got the number one seed 2012 Franklin Wildcats playing the winner of 2018 Wayne and 2013 Springboro, which will be up shortly on Twitter. And then the bottom half of this bracket, the 2016 Wayne Warriors against the 2015 Centerville Elks. Our last bracket, and you're probably wondering why you haven't heard any Trotwood teams. Well, now you're going to hear a few. We've got the Rocky Rock Hold Regional. The number one seed in this bracket, the 2019 Trotwood Madison Rams, last year's state champions led by Amari Davis, Justin Stevens, Carl Blanton, Sammy Anderson, etc. This Trotwood team is going to play the winner of the number four seed, which is the 2015 Dunbar Wolverines, led by senior AJ Harris, who made it to the state semifinals, and also beat a senior-led Luke Kennard team. And then the other, they will play the winner. Let's see, Dunbar will play the 5C, which is the Trotwood Madison Rams of 2014. This Trotwood team made it to the state semifinals before losing to a Kevin Vanetta-led Upper Arlington Golden Bears. So that game will be up here on Twitter shortly. Again, that 2014 Trotwood team probably seated a little bit lower than where they should be, but we'll see what you guys think on Twitter. The bottom half of this bracket, the two seed, the Chaminade, the 2015 Chaminade Julien Eagles, led by Alan Vest, Mayo Baxter-Bell, and Christian Monahue. They will face the three seed, which is the Wayne Warriors from 2011, which included Travis Trice and Marcus Kreider. Again, this bracket's a little bit messy, and some of these teams probably shouldn't be this low like that Wayne team. And if you know your basketball history, you may be wondering why CJ from 2015 is in a Division I and II regional when the Eagles were in Division III the year they won. Well, first of all, CJ in the last few seasons has been in Division II. There was a two-year hiatus where they were a Division III team and honestly dominated. But because they're usually a Division II team, that's why I have them here, number one. Number two, I felt like if I put that CJ team in with the Division III and IVs, it wouldn't have been as easy. It wouldn't have been as good of matchups. I truly think there were maybe two teams in the D3 4 bracket that I would have picked over that CJ team. Whereas when I put them in with the Division 1 and 2s, I think it creates some more competitive matchups. Now, the fact that I have them playing the 2011 Wayne Warriors probably isn't a great matchup for them, but the point is I wanted to see what you guys think. So again, the Rocky Rockhold Regional top seed was 2019 Trotwood Madison. They will face the winner of the 2015 Dunbar Wolverines and the 2014 Trotwood Rams. So we could have a Trotwood versus Trotwood matchup here. And then that will be on Twitter here shortly. And then we have the two-seeded CJ Eagles from 2015 taking on the three-seeded Wayne Warriors from 2011. So that is your Division 1 and 2 bracket. So now we are going to reveal the Division 3 and 4 bracket. I'm going to go a little bit quicker on this now that you kind of get the gist of what I'm doing here. So our top overall seed in the Josh Sagister Regional, we have the number one seed, which was the Tri-Village Patriots from 2015, the Division IV state champions in 2015, won on a Colton Linkus buzzer beater to beat Harvest Prep. That Tri-Village team is going to face the winner of the four seed Jackson Center from 2016, and the five seed the Anna Rockets from 2019. So Jackson Center 2016 was in the regional tournament, as was Anna in 2019. Neither of them were state champions. That Jackson Center team might be a little bit underseeded, but again, that's what the voting is for. The lower part of this bracket, we have got the two-seed Marion Local from 2018 facing the three-seed from 2018 as well, Fort Loramie. This is a very, very interesting matchup. Marion Local was the state champions in 2018, a double OT thrilling win over Cornerstone Christian from Cleveland. So again, to recap, 2015 Tri-Village will face the winner of 2016 Jackson Center and 2019 Anna. And then the bottom half of this bracket, the two-seeded 2018 Marion Local Flyers taking on the Fort Loramie Redskins from 2018. Our next regional is the Art Winston Regional, with the top seed being the 2010 Jefferson Broncos, the state champions in 2010, led by Adrian Payne, who is now in the NBA, and then NFL wide receiver Cody Latimer. That Jefferson team is going to face the winner of the matchup between four-seeded Springfield Catholic Central from last season, 2019, senior-led group with Trey Dunn, Sabian Doolittle, etc., that made it to the regional tournament, and a 2015 St. Henry team, which is led by UD's Ryan Mikesell. I'll have that matchup here on Twitter here shortly. The bottom half of this bracket, the two-seeded Troy Christian Eagles from 2013, led by Grant Zawadzki, made it to the state semifinals in 2013 in Division IV. They will face the three-seed Tri-Village Patriots from 2014. Again, recapping this bracket, top-seeded Jefferson from 2010, facing the winner of Springfield Catholic Central in 2019 and St. Henry from 2015. Bottom half of the bracket, 2013 Troy Christian taking on 2014 Tri-Village. The next bracket is the Orange Regional, led by the top seed being the 2013 Versailles Tigers, led by senior Kyle Arnes. They will face the winner of the four-seeded 2011 Miami East Vikings and the five-seeded 2016 Rushi Raiders. The bottom half of the bracket, two-seeded 2010 Madison Mohawks against the three-seeded Bethel Bees from 2017. Just from doing my research, and this is something I did not know, that Madison team from 2010 was actually undefeated in the regular season. So they may be a little underseeded at number two, but they got a Bethel team from 2017 with guys like Ryan Rose, Caleb South, Kendall James, etc. Again, recapping the Arnes Regional, number one seeded Versailles from 2013 facing the winner of four seeded Miami East from 2011 and five seeded Rushi from 2016. And then the bottom half of the bracket, two seeded 2010 Madison against three seeded 2017 Bethel. And our last regional here, we've got the Scott Elkert Regional, with the number one seed in here being the Jackson Center Tigers from 2012, a team that was a state runner-up in Division IV. They are going to face the winner of the four seed, which is the 2017 Southeastern, I think they're the Trojans. They finished 21-1 and made it to the district finals in 2017. That Southeastern team will get matched up with the five seed, the 2015 Marion Local Flyers, led by Ryan Bruns. And then the bottom half of this bracket, the two-seeded Northridge Polar Bears from 2016 will face the three-seed, the Legacy Christian Knights from 2019. Again, you may be wondering, why is Northridge from 2016 listed here? They were in Division III when they won, whereas they were in Division II the last two seasons. Again, when you did the matchups, if I had put this 2016 Northridge team in the Division I and II bracket, they probably would not have won their first matchup. Whereas when putting them in the 3 and 4, where they actually did win, they have a better chance and are look a little more like good matchups. Like that, I'm actually going to be curious what you all will think will win that 2016 Northridge and 2019 Legacy Christian game. So that is going to finish up that one. Again, recapping the Elkert Regional, top-seeded 2012 Jackson Center taking on four-seeded 2017 Southeastern and five-seeded 2015 Marion Local. And the bottom half of the bracket will be 2016 Northridge against 2019 Legacy Christian. So again, that's going to recap both brackets that I put together. Again, keep an eye on Twitter for me to put these first play-in games. Go on and vote. Tell me who you think would win. We're going to do this all the way through the regional finals till we get the final fours. And then I'm still deciding, and Seth and I will either do a recap or we will pick who we think will win starting from the final fours, or we'll let you guys vote through the championships, and then Seth and I will debate the championships and see who would win. So hopefully this is something that you guys will enjoy. When it comes to picking teams, use whatever logic you would like. If you are an older person and by older I mean if you played high school ball in that 2014 through 2010, if you know a lot about these older teams, you may have a different perspective as someone who just graduated, but that's what makes this fun. Vote how you want. If maybe you're loyal to Thurgood or Trotwood or Dunbar and you're going to vote that team through no matter what, that's all good here. Whatever the logic is, doesn't really matter to us. This is just to kind of help you guys have some fun, especially when we don't have basketball right now. So again, keep an eye out. I'll be putting on Twitter here shortly our play-in matchups for you to pick. And I hope you guys are keeping busy through this time without sports. And I look forward to seeing what your guys' thoughts are on these first matchups. Thanks, guys.